Welcome to Kingston 8 Kids Book. I just recently finished my first two books, one in Spanish and one in English. I always wanted to do a children book, but I never get the grip on it until I locked away for 2 months because of what is happening now. I'm in New Jersey, and I choose to stay in because based on my age, I don't know much about the virus. I just listen to the news every day. Thank God for the mayor of New York and New Jersey and the governors that keep us informed. But sometimes you might miss something and you know, you don't know what to say or what to do. So I treat everybody as a suspect. I would wear my mask and go downstairs, you know, stay a little bit in the sun, then come back in. And the more I stay in is the more I notice the child in me comes out. A lot of people don't willing to say there's a child. Some people maybe don't have a child in them. They had a beautiful childhood. There's a girl always inside in me that always want to do things, but never seems to get a grip on it. So this brings out the child in me. She have a name. She have life. She disappear, and then she come back. But for a long time, she never surfaced. So this brings her out. And I just can't stop. Just keep writing and doing children, you know, books. We have millions of children books. But everybody have their own unique story. Mine is about a fish. As a child, I got a fish for a gift. And didn't listen to the person who said, don't put any cover. I listened to a person that said to me, don't, just put the cover on. And she, when I came back home, she laughs. She just kept rolling and rolling and laughing and just giggling all over the place. And I stood there as a little girl. I was very sad because that's my only pet that I love. And the grown-up person who around say to me, cover it. No, you know, I was at a young age. But I remember Mr. Hines had said to me, don't cover the fish. And I cover it. So it took me a long time to get past that incident because my only pet died. My mother didn't have it to buy another one. She barely could find food. So she's not going to go out there to get another one. Mr. Hines wasn't a person who around. He'll just drop in and out. And, you know, that's a whole different episode. So I choose to do this. And people say to me, how you manage to stay in the house? And a friend of mine named Monica that we all go to a school together. She said to me, I asked her the question, you know, I haven't seen her in a long time, but from time to time we call each other. And I said to her, does it bother you? And she asked me about the question, and I said, no. And she said, my childhood helped me. And I said to her, my childhood helped me because the person that is writing now, that's the person who was locked up in that school and gone through that, never get to surface. And I think by me staying in the house, the person surface. So it's, some people say it's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing for me. At this point, I don't want to keep her around all the time, but it's a good thing. So we will continue this episode, and it's my first trial. So I'm hoping to hear comments and what they think of a grown person who still think there's a child living them. Maybe there's a little boy, maybe there's a little girl. Tell me your opinion.